This is the SML Podcast.
Enough
brofist.
How's my audio?
I didn't even check any of you.
Turn up in the headphones, son.
Turn my shits up. Are you trying to get turned up, Joe?
I don't know, you're the one with the headphones.
No, turn up.
Turn,
yeah, it's like a
turnip.
It's like a ghetto
turnips?
Phrase.
Turnips.
Animal Crossing,
maybe.
Games. Wait, we're a game podcast.
A video game podcast?
Yeah, I just remembered. You guys haven't been playing. I have not heard you since you've been, you know, you're always playing the Animal Crossing game.
She's going to have to be closer, isn't she?
Yeah.
Okay.
No, your head just needs to be horizontal.
Yeah, you have to, like, talk into the mic.
Yeah, that's all.
It's true. Okay.
You're
good.
Pull that closer if you want.
Yeah, I got it. All right, any better?
It's perfect. It's fine.
Is it?
Yes.
Really? Why do I not believe you? I don't. You lie in your eyes.
No.
Yeah,
why?
You do.
Lion eyes? Roar.
That's actually part of my gamer tag, lion head to you.
And now you're going to get all of the requests because...
Go
the,
for
the
it. And I'll deny
people,
every single one of
the,
them.
The five people that listen to the podcast are going to be like, they have a girl on.
Oh, yeah.
What's
podcast?
What's...
No, it's just exactly how I deal with it every single day. I go,
oh, my God, it's a girl.
Oh, my God, a girl.
Send requests.
Oh, What's your favorite gamer time?
Gamer girl 25.
Anyway.
Oh my god, you're so hot.
Intro. What's up, everyone? My name's Tim. Hot.
No.
No.
Wait. Yeah. Well, how do we start it if he's not? What's up, everybody? I'm Chris.
I thought I started it.
No.
What's
you
up,
always
everybody?
End it.
I'm Chris.
I'm Joe.
I am not Tim. I'm
so,
sitting in a seat.
So who
though.
Are you?
My name is Amanda. I'm Amanda. Nice to meet you.
Hello.
Hi.
Gamer Girl 25.
Yes.
Version 2.0 of episode 41.
Episode 41.2. Something like that.
In beta.
HD
remix.
HD remix 2013. 10 out of 10.
It is presently Thursday. We are about 8 hours away from the launch of the Xbox One.
So excited.
And my balls are bursting with excitement. This is actually the second time we're recording this podcast because our first attempt was marred with audio difficulties and technical issues. And by technical issues, I mean we couldn't keep on topic at all.
Mm.
It became a PC podcast?
It did. It turned into a PC so bad.
It became a celebration of everything that's not Microsoft.
Yeah, essentially.
And this is supposed to be our celebration of Microsoft, as last week was our celebration of PlayStation.
As a game console. Not
yes.
As a company that
not as
makes
a PC.
PC
yeah.
Stuff.
So anyway.
We're only focusing on the Xbox console.
It's so weird, like laying forward.
It's cool. You're good. Mm-hmm. You're fine.
It's like a tennis racket or a microphone.
For wind.
Yes.
So anyway, before we start talking about Microsoft.
Quick news. So reviews for Super Mario World 3D Land Wii U Edition. I don't know.
I'll try that again.
What's it called? What is it called, Joe?
We're going with your title.
Best title ever. Yeah, so that game.
Reviews have been insane for the new Mario game for the Wii U.
I want it. I want it so much.
You know what you should have done? Not canceled your Wii U.
I didn't have the money.
How much do they run now?
300.
Yeah.
$299.
Yep. Or you could do like...
Get the Black Friday bundle.
But Black Friday bundle. I was actually debating on getting the Skylanders edition because the Skylanders edition has like a gold figure in it that sells for like $100 right now, which my boss from GameStop ended up picking up only because he found someone locally that was going to buy that figure for $100. So he ended up getting a brand new Wii U for $200.
The gold Soap-de-puss.
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 Gold Soap-de-puss.
That's the new word now.
Yeah, let's not get
wash. Washbuckler.
No one will ever get the Soap-de-puss joke.
They will never.
Because it has been deleted. Now
us.
It has been.
It is now like.
Soap deleted.
Yep.
He has been erased.
He just makes this painful face saying that.
Deleted.
Del teated. Del taco.
Del taco.
I like Mexican food, I'm sorry.
So this is the SML Taco Cast.
Taco Cast. Oh, can we do that? It would be like a combination of a crunch cast, because you get hard tacos.
Background noise is nothing but like wrappers.
Yeah.
No, yours would be like a bean burrito cast.
You just get hard tacos, but you just replace it with beans.
What about one of those?
Not a taco.
That is still a taco. It is called a taco shell.
Wait. Have you guys tried those like Taco Bell Dorito shells?
I had the what was it, the nacho one, because that was before I was vegan.
Is it good? Because I haven't tried it.
I don't know.
I'm not a taco person.
Really?
Not at all.
He doesn't even eat Chinese food. You really don't.
You need to eat Chinese food.
I offered you some and you're like, no,
I'm good.
Nope.
I'm good.
Nope.
The smell alone is enough to drive me away.
I'm going
to
make you eat Chinese food when we go to MAGFest. There's got to be somewhere around
there.
It's
got to be a dare or something.
Right?
Yeah, yeah.
While you're sleeping, I'm going to force feed you Chinese food.
I don't know what you're going to do at MAGFest with on Sunday. For the past 5 years I've gone to MAGFest. It's a tradition now for final day Five Guys.
I'll just get fries.
Yeah, I guess so. All you have to do is order fries, and that's like three meals right there.
Perfect. I've never been to Five Guys, so I don't know.
Really? Oh, they're like a heart attack waiting to happen.
Well, I'm vegan, so their burgers are so greasy. I'm sure they don't have Boca burgers.
Wait, where's the closest Five Guys here?
Dixon City.
Yeah, I've been there. That's the one I've been to. Yeah.
Okay. So good.
Dickhead City.
Dude, you're missing out so much.
I
got to find a Hardee's while we're gone, too.
So
there's one in Harrisburg, I think.
God, I keep forgetting how like soon MAGFest is.
Hardee's.
January 3rd?
It's like,
yeah,
it's like a month and a half away.
I've been waiting for this for like 2 years. I cannot wait.
It's coming.
I can't wait.
Oh my God.
I have been ready.
I'm not ready.
I am
the
ready.
Lumberjack Lounge has been confirmed.
Confirmed for Brawl?
Huh?
Has it been confirmed for Brawl?
Yes.
Oh.
No, the Lumberjack Lounge is going to be the shit.
So apparently there's going to be shit all over the Lumberjack Lounge.
I'm proud to say
feces
that
everywhere.
You two have never been in the Lumberjack Lounge.
I've never been to MAGFest, period.
You don't know how awesome our parties get.
Firsties for both of us, then.
I'm excited.
Firsties.
I'm going to be the first confirmed Lumberjill or Lumberjack, spelled J-A-Q-U-E.
Like Shaniqua?
Yep.
Shenane.
So excited. You have
no idea. And then I think Friday night is going to be our Lumbergent party.
Mm-hmm. Lumbergent as in like the metal genre? Like gent?
No. Like
I think I have
silk pajamas and bubble pipes and
snifter glasses. I think I have to be a lady here. So.
Well, actually, you know what? When it becomes the time for the Lumbergent thing, we have to go to the jam room, and I have to, like, super down-tune a guitar and just play, like, opens and ones the entire time.
Yep. Or hire, like, a piano player.
Like, gent. Yeah, gent is essentially, like, I don't know if you've ever heard of bands like Periphery and, like, it's essentially just, like, it's really super low-tuned, like, polyrhythmic, like, essentially Meshuggah is like the godfathers of this genre. But yeah, so that's djent. Like, I think it's like D-J-E-N-T.
E-N-T, yeah.
Something stupid, I don't know. But anyway, that's how I will partake in the, in the lumberjent.
Nope, you gotta dress up.
I don't even think I have anything to dress
Neither
up
Neither do
as.
I, but you gotta be creative.
I don't know.
I'm gonna go find like silk pajamas or something.
Mm.
Yep.
Let's go to Salvation Army. I'll get like
There's
a yellow suit.
There's always like Amazon. You can find Amazon.
Like, I'll
Amazon.
Get like a yellow suit or
Dude,
something
that
really,
would be
really bad.
So awesome.
Just a robe, maybe.
Like a yellow suit. Oh my God, that'd be so good.
I'll start looking in the next
a
couple of
weeks.
A
robe with a scarf, maybe.
I will get the most obnoxiously stupid ass fucking suit that I could find.
Dude, you would have been perfect for last year when we had the Brotel party.
Yeah. Yeah, I probably could have did that. I'll just go get a visor and just wear it upside down.
It was good times. So
pop some collars, you know.
Gonna pop
There's
going to
be so much collar
Get some tanner.
It's
going to
be
know,
like
some
five of them. Just
have
layered.
You seen any of the pictures from the Brotel party last year?
Yes, and they're fantastic.
Yes.
Their
hats turned sideways. Duck
David,
faces.
David Ottavino duck was faces. The fucking man at that party. He's the one.
Man.
Who did the faux hawk, and he had like the sweater tied around his neck. It was so good.
And by good, you mean bad, which was
amazing.
Good.
Amazingly amazing.
Interesting.
But anyway, before we dive into the Xbox talk, PS4 did release. What are you showing off?
A watch buckler.
Oh, God. Soap the puss.
Soap the puss.
Oh, soap the puss.
The PS4 did release. It set records for selling over 1 million consoles
with
in the first day.
Black Friday bundle.
The Black Friday bundle. One of those 1 million consoles is sitting in my living room right now.
Yep.
Yep.
And so far, I'm digging it. I think
I enjoy it. Yet.
I didn't hear.
You haven't let her touch it yet. And by it, she means the PlayStation 4.
I was going to let you play last night. But Tim kind of fucked things up for us all.
I had to go get
last night.
Chicken wings.
Chicken wings. I don't know if anybody will hear it. You might hear that. But anyway.
Whatever.
I got a chance to play it. It's fucking awesome. I like it.
Rezogun's
the shit. I love the controller.
It follows
so
in the
much.
Fine tradition of Geometry Wars
yep.
and Super Stardust.
It's pretty beautiful.
Downloadable shooter killer app launch titles.
Oh yeah, dude! Game is so much fun. Honestly, that's the one game that I've enjoyed more than anything that I've seen and or played. Although, holy fuck, does Injustice look pretty?
Yeah,
like, it looks really, really pretty.
It does. It does.
And Lobo. Fuck yeah, Lobo. Lobo's like my new favorite character ever.
It's funny in Injustice when you watch one of the pre-rendered cutscenes, and you're like, wow, this doesn't look too bad. This is pretty nice. But
and then you get in game and
you're
like...
It is a cutscene, and then the gameplay starts up, and you're like,
holy
shit,
fuck.
Those cutscenes look like dick compared to this.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
It is pretty. It is a pretty... Gorgeous.
It's nice. I'm digging it.
I like the whole... I wasn't sure how I would feel about the whole like live feed of what your friends are doing and what they've accomplished.
Yeah.
It's fun to fuck around and go through there.
I dig it.
Kaylee Bristol sharing some of her Assassin's Creed videos about like the warship that we sunk.
Oh, the
legendary ship.
Yeah.
That battle she had, and then the diving into the wall.
Yeah. No, but you know what though? I mean, I figured. At first, I thought, like, you know what? All right, the share button's going to be kind of stupid. Like, people are going to abuse the fuck out of it. Like, they're just going to share, like, every little thing that they're doing. And I don't really think that that's going to be the issue, because essentially, you're really only taking the people that are from your friends list.
Yeah.
So if one of your friends is, essentially, like, how you take your social media, if one of your friends is essentially, like, posting a bunch of bullshit and you don't want to see it anymore, fucking delete them.
Yeah.
Like... So I actually really dig that feature because, like, you know, there's games that you might not have yet that you kind of want to see, like, how your friends are playing it and if they're enjoying it and just kind of, like, what you can do with it.
See a gameplay video of it and what
right,
it's like.
But you're seeing your friend play it. So you could even, like, if you bump into your friend, like, a week later, like, oh, hey, I watched that video of you playing fucking Assassin's Creed. What did you think about that ship battle? Like, I watched the video, and they can give you, like, a full detailed, like, oh, well, I loved it because of blah, 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 or I hated it because of blah, 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 blah. Like, it's, you can kind of have a little bit more of a more personal reaction to what it is that you're doing in the game, other than, you know, oh yeah, so I did this in the game the other day and it was kind of cool. Like, there's nothing else to go along with it to kind of help the story along. So I actually really dig it. I don't know. I'm still, like, kind of, obviously I'm looking to get a Wii U. Like, that's the console that I'm really excited about.
You're
right,
you're
now.
Interested in the Wii U?
I am.
Have we discussed this previously?
We have. But at the same time, I mean, like, between the PlayStation and the Xbox, as it stands right now, I mean, like, God, we're like you said, we're like a couple hours away essentially from the Xbox being launched. It's like the closer that it gets, I'm like, I'm seriously, like, right in the middle. As far as, like, I'm on the fence about either one of them if I were to have the opportunity to get either one. I think I would be leaning more towards Xbox because of, like, some of the capabilities that it can do, like, on a technical level.
Yeah, we'll get into that stuff
and
later on.
We'll get into that later, but I don't know, man. Like, dude, the games are really, really solid on the PlayStation. I fucking love the controller so much. Like, I really love that controller.
I still don't like the PS4 analog stick placement.
I love it. I mean,
I'll never like the analog sticks down there. Like, my thumb, the primary position is on the D-pad, and I have to reach down to use the analog stick.
I understand, like, for some people, it's uncomfortable. I'm used to that because, like,
I'm used to your face.
Thank you. I would fucking hope so. No, I mean, like, I
don't get as nauseous anymore.
I'm so used to the controller that I don't mind it. I really don't. I'm glad they, like, stiffened the springs for the thumbsticks, because that definitely feels a lot better.
It doesn't feel sloppy.
Yeah,
that's the one thing that the PlayStation had for me, was it felt sloppy and it was, like, too loose.
Yeah,
compared to the Xbox.
Unfortunately, the Xbox One has looser sticks now.
Really?
It feels weird, because he has his controller already. And I don't know, like, it's just... controller-wise, I personally like the PlayStation 1 more. But that's also because I have, like big sausage fingers and big hands. So it's like, I don't know. I don't know if it's just, like, because overall the controller is slightly larger in width. PlayStation 4, I'm referring to, compared to the Xbox. So I don't know, it's... the way that it fits my hand, I enjoy the PlayStation 1 a little bit more.
I think they're about even with me.
I don't know. There's some things that I like about both. I think if I had to choose between the two, I like the PlayStation controller a little bit more. But that's just me. And I haven't been able to actually play a game with the Xbox controller yet.
True.
So that's obviously going to make a huge difference, in my opinion.
I like how our recording space is being invaded right now.
That's because that's because my wonderful wife-to-be is making us pizza.
That's why my back is warm.
That's because the oven is open.
That explains quite a bit right now.
I mean, I dig it. I like the PlayStation a lot. We'll see... we'll see what games come out for it.
Yeah,
that's what it really comes down to.
I'm also worried about durability, given all the the reports of flashing blue lights.
The weekly
HDMI
issues.
Womp.
Is that going to be our weekly womp womp? I want to start doing that. The weekly womp womp. I think the weekly womp womp is.
Are you guys, like, mourning the loss of the start and select button from the old one?
The first thing I did, I'm like, where the fuck is the start button?
like at least Nintendo's keeping that alive.
Mm-hmm. Fuck yeah, Nintendo.
Start and select, man. Forever in our hearts.
You know what, though? I mean, like, pressing the option button essentially feels like the start button.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So...
I wish it wasn't so, like, high and to the side. I don't know. Hitting the option button...
I wish it wasn't so high.
...isn't as easy as just hitting the touchpad. I kind of wish tapping the touchpad could act as a start button.
Dude, how often would you, like, accidentally fucking hit that, though?
All the time.
Come
All
on,
time.
Now. Let's be
All
honest.
All the time.
You get frustrated and you start flailing around like, what the fuck? And then you're like, ah, I paused it.
I haven't accidentally hit the touchpad yet.
How do you know? How much touchpad functionality is there in some of the games that you're playing?
I don't know.
Which, I will say, with the touchpad stuff that I was doing in Injustice for, like, the cutscenes, like, for the, like, that felt really well. Like, QTE that was cool. Stuff. Yeah. I dug it. That's cool. I'm a fan. I like the PlayStation 4. Would I purchase one for myself right now? Probably not.
Not yet.
It's still early. It's hard to tell.
The game lineup really isn't there
it's
yet.
It's not quite there. But Xbox, man, there's so many games that are coming out like on launch that I want to fucking play.
I know.
If I wasn't working tomorrow at noon, I would probably like go to the midnight release with you just so I can come back and play Killer Instinct for like a couple minutes.
You can.
I have band practice.
Okay, come after.
Maybe. We'll see. It depends on when I get out of there, because I am going to have to wake up and go to work tomorrow.
Yeah,
we'll
band
see.
Practice.
Yeah, at noon. You have to go to work at noon.
I have to be there and be ready, bright-eyed and bushy-tailed at noon. You have to understand, for someone in the music industry, noon is early. Sometimes. I've been getting better. I've been waking up at about like 10.
If I wake up at noon,
so you can fuck around here until 3, go home for 3:30, sleep until 11:30, and you're good.
I'll just sleep on your floor.
Okay, whatever.
I'm sure Jordan will love that.
I do have a sleeping bag out in the trunk of my car.
Oh shit! Yep. Oh yeah, you're going with him tonight, aren't you?
Yep. Because I have nowhere to be tomorrow, so.
Oh, yeah, you're fun employed now.
I'm fun employed. I love that word. I love that word.
I've been using it for years. that's not a good thing, but hey, you know, I'll take it.
I did just get my unemployment today, so.
Hey, at least you get that. I don't get dick. I get my 8 hours at GameStop, and I'm happy. Xbox time!
Xbox! PlayStation!
Joe, tell me. What was your first experience with Xbox? How magical was it?
That just got real fucked up real quick.
Yeah, very.
I thought I was hosting this shit.
Nope, not anymore.
My job is gone. When the first Xbox was announced, I hated it. I hated the idea of Microsoft, a computer company, getting into the console business. I thought I didn't want them there. I didn't want to support the Xbox. I hated that Sega was such a big supporter of the original Xbox.
Yeah, that kind of made me sad because I loved the Dreamcast.
You know, like, I wanted Toe Jam and Earl 3, and I wanted Panzer Dragoon Orta, and I wanted Jet Set Radio Future, and they were all only on Xbox, and I had no interest in Xbox. I never wanted to touch the system, but as time went on, more games were coming out, it started to get a little bit more appealing to me. And while working at Rentway, remember that company?
No.
Rent-A-Center bought him out.
Oh, that sucks.
Yeah. But while I was working with them, we started renting out different electronics, like they always did computers and laptops, so we would do like camcorders, like portable DVD players, and we started carrying PS2s, the little mini slim ones.
Oh, yeah.
And Xboxes. And I thought, you know, I'm working here. I could just have the money come out of my paycheck, take it home, and enjoy it now. So I went for it, went up to GameStop and picked up Panzer Dragoon. And what was the bundle that had Jet Set?
The Bundle?
Jet Set the Bundle. Sega GT.
Yeah.
I bought that and hooked it up and started playing Tetris Worlds like crazy, because that was the
Tetris Worlds and
Star Wars the Clone Wars, I
something.
Think?
Star Wars something. I don't know. Star Wars.
No, I've always been a Tetris fan, so I played the shit out of Tetris. Time would proceed, and I would pick up stuff like Jade Empire, Fable, a lot of RPGs.
Fable.
Oh, man. I only played two.
Mad Dash Racing. Remember that? Racing game that was all based on running.
The running, yeah. Fucking hell, man.
That's what I miss about the early days of the Xbox. They had a lot of exclusive, unique IPs. They weren't always good, but they were trying.
Yeah, they were trying stuff.
It wasn't just Forza, Gears, repeat ad nauseum, Halo.
Yeah.
You know, they put out different stuff. They
but
put
I tell
out-
you what, Halo, I mean, fucking Halo, man. Like, Halo brought this entire huge, like, completely, like, underground kind of cult-like following with that game. It really, really did. The, yeah, the multiplayer alone mm-hmm. caught such crazy wind. It was insane. I mean, like, up until that point, like, any kind of multiplayer experiences like that, you had to go to PC. Like, there was no, like, there was no comparison.
There was GoldenEye, but... There,
yeah, but GoldenEye was, like, it was fidgety. Like, they yeah. had the controls down. Fucking solid. The maps were fantastic. Like, Halo fucking flipped the switch on console gaming.
It made first-person shooters on console make sense.
For once. And the Flood? Oh, my God. Did you actually play through the first Halo?
No.
When the
I wasn't lucky enough.
When the Flood happens, you will literally flood your pants. Like, it's just like, I was not ready for that when that initially happened when I played through it the first time. Like,
the idea of it is terrifying still.
Get a copy of the game and play through it. Yeah, it's fucked up. Like,
I was
get Halo Anniversary and play the campaign with me.
I'll do it.
There you go.
I'll do it. Because I have no online, like, friends when it comes to, like, a console, so. I have a few, but not really a lot, so.
It's okay, I don't have any real friends.
Womp womp. Weekly womp womp. I mean, like, myself for Xbox, my brother and I, like, the Xbox was really, like, the first console since the original Nintendo that my brother and I sat down and played together for, like, a long time. Between Amped, we played a lot of. And it was mainly just because we found out, like, this was the first system that we were really able to take our CDs and rip them onto the console so that we can listen to that music while we're playing the game. That fucking blew our minds. Like, to kind of date, you know, the time frame of this going on was him and I listened to a lot of the first Soil record at nauseam, and Alice in Chains' Dirt. That was about, and I had Megadeth's Countdown to Extinction.
Mm.
But those three albums essentially were on repeat at all times when we were playing the Xbox. Like, it's just like, it just cycled through those three because we didn't want to like put too much like, we didn't want to take up too much of the space.
8 gig hard drive?
Exactly. We're like, we don't want to fill up the hard drive, but we want to put some songs on there. So that's what we ended up doing.
Remember when an 8 gig hard drive was huge?
Yeah,
was,
we were able to fit everything on there.
There were like 10 songs on there.
We had three albums and all of our save files, and it blew our minds. Like, it completely fucking blew our minds. But yeah, so we played a lot of Amped, Fusion Frenzy.
Oh God,
a lot of Fusion Frenzy. Man, what else did we play on there? I can't fucking remember. Jet Set Radio Future. That was like I dumped a lot of time into that. That was essentially the game that saved me from killing myself when I had my surgery. Because I was bedridden, well, I was couch ridden for like 3 weeks solid. Like, I was not able to get up and do anything. And the only thing that was available was the Xbox. So I played a lot of Tetris. I played a lot of Jet Set Radio Future. I went through all of Jet Set Radio Future. And for me to sit down and marathon a game, like, that did not happen that often at that time. But that was really cool. How derpy the first Raw game was.
Oh my God.
All the Xbox Raw games were terrible.
God, they were bad.
I still kind of think that they're still down there because every time I see a new one comes out, someone posts up some kind of GIF of something getting ridiculously.
As I knock the microphone
completely
good job. Off.
I see like models like glitching out, flat faces, eyes popping.
Well,
out.
I mean, you'll have those glitches and stuff like that. But
Yukes
essentially,
is
like,
not a good developer.
No. I will still say my favorite.
Get your shit together.
I mean, wrestling game wise, I think the SmackDowns that came out for PlayStation 2 were pretty fucking solid.
All the N64 ones. That's
not all of them. No
the
Mercy.
Aki developed.
No,
N64
No Mercy was
games.
The shit. No Mercy was amazing.
WCW, yeah, so, NWO Revenge.
Dude, the ECW one, Hardcore Revolution. I was an ECW kid. Like,
so was I, but Acclaim didn't make good games.
No, they really didn't. I'm trying to think of what else I had for Xbox. I think there was a Tony Hawk that I played on that, like, a decent amount.
What about you, Amanda?
Coming to Xbox.
Into the microphone.
What?
Yeah, the microphone's in front of you, not to the side.
Sorry. I don't do this every day.
You get used to it. Your first experiences with the original Xbox?
I actually didn't have the original Xbox.
At all?
No, I didn't.
Did you touch one ever?
I did, and it was because I was at like a cousin's house, and he did have Halo. And all I remember was the flood happened, and there you went into this room, and there was like a downed soldier up against this pillar, and he was freaking out. So if he saw you, he'd freak out and start shooting you. That's the only thing I remember from seeing that. That's all I seen. That's it.
So you urinated yourself after seeing that
no,
portion of the...
Not yet. Not
yet. Oh my God, what the
not
fuck?
Yet.
Not yet.
No, but
that
I'll
came
probably,
later on.
Yeah, I'll probably go into looking up that game and trying to play with Joe.
Is that the only original Xbox experience you have?
Yeah, I was.
Why are you here? Why?
I don't know. No, I had a hard time.
Why do all these jokes and conversations seem familiar?
I had a hard time when I was a kid, so we weren't very lucky. So,
how about you, Chris? Any other good original Xbox memories?
To be honest. There was one downside to the original Xbox that I was...
The Bear controller?
No, I loved the Bear controller. I absolutely loved the Bear controller because I got big hands.
That's still one of my favorite Penny Arcade comics.
He keeps coming back to his big hands.
Dude, I'm just saying, like, it's just the controller fucking fit, and that never happens, like, ever. It was nice. I was perfectly fine with that controller, and I will say that they could take a fucking beating because I threw mine like off of a couple different walls, and it stayed together just fine.
Okay, so what was the downside?
The fucking remote to play DVDs.
Oh God,
I remember that. Like,
that
I know that
pissed
one.
Me off so bad.
You had to buy the remote.
You had to buy the remote
the
to play.
Slot.
Yeah, that made me so fucking angry because it got to the point where I don't know why, but we would take the little like dongle thing out of the front of the Xbox, and then we would lose it, and then we wouldn't be able to play DVDs in it anymore.
All you had to do was keep it in slot 4.
Well, yeah, but you know it.
Yeah, but that
your means... mother's like, you know, dusting around, and then all of a sudden, like, oh, she accidentally knocks it off. Oh, just toss it in this drawer, like, and then it's gone forever.
You are a champion.
Listen, I wasn't around. It's not my fault.
As like slowly, the song from Queen comes into my head.
What song?
It's not my fault.
We are the champions. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah, that one, yep. Joe. God damn it.
Never heard of it.
Who is this queen you speak of?
He sounds pretty.
Long live Freddie Mercury.
He sounds so pretty. Queens? Ooh.
Mickey.
One of my dumbest Xbox memories that still lives with me to this day was, oh, you're getting your pizza.
My pizza.
Your pizza. Was that like soy cheese?
Mm-hmm.
Gross.
It's good. Continue. I'm listening.
Soy. It's not crunchy. We can't have a crunch cast if you're...
It's pizza.
You can, like, squeeze my bottle for a little
Pizza's not supposed to be crunchy.
But I was up at the Laura Mall in Hazleton, and I was going to EB Games back when
EB
Games
existed.
When there was an EB. R.I.P. And they had a bunch of original Xbox display boxes, like how they would tape them up and make a tower of them.
Yeah, yeah.
And they were just black boxes with the old Xbox logo on it. And the problem was the entire stack was upside down and no one noticed it for months on end. So it was just Zobbix. Because upside down, it looked exactly the same with that old logo. So I will still call it a Zobbix.
A Zobbix.
Sometimes.
I'm cool with it.
The Zobbix. So yeah, that's a dumb memory, huh?
Mm-hmm.
But
pretty much.
That eventually led to the Xbox 360, which
is where we become
quite dominant in the video game scene. Let's see, things like Xbox
now we're
Live.
Crunching. Now we're crunching.
He's so validated right now.
Downloadable arcade titles.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it changed the way that we play games online. You know, the PS2, it had an adapter you can get.
Which I had, and I used it for Tony Hawk's Underground, and that was it.
I used it for Final Fantasy XI. Dial up.
Yeah.
Motherfucking yeah. Dial up.
The little internet adapter that cost like $100?
For the PS2?
Oh, sorry.
The one that was a gigantic...
I thought we were talking about Xbox. No. I'm sorry. Well, I was kind
of... I was saying before...
Sort of.
You need to get off your phone and pay attention.
You do.
I do. I'm
Come
sorry.
On, woman.
I'm sorry. I got priorities.
Oh, sorry.
So we're not a priority. First, you know, we get a non-Xbox player to.
I thought this was an Xbox episode, my bad.
It's supposed to be.
Yep.
But we're saying how the PS2, like, it didn't really support the online that it had. I mean, the original Xbox had broadband only, and it started Xbox Live, but the 360 mm-hmm. is where things just kicked into overdrive. It was designed to connect online regularly, if not constantly.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you have friend lists and downloadable arcade titles, eventually downloadable DLC, and, you know, this is all stuff that was tinkered with a bit on the original Xbox, but on the 360, it just a whole new life and a whole new future for gaming.
Yeah, like, I feel like the 360 is essentially what pioneered how influential DLC is now.
Yeah.
I don't think if Xbox would have, like, pushed, like, online support and their online experience as much as they did, I don't think DLC would really exist. I mean, it might on a PC side of things, but as far as, like, as popular as it's become and how, like, generally accepted it's now in a gaming community, yeah. I don't think that would have really happened. Like, I really don't.
And it all started thanks to Horse Armor.
Horse Armor. Uh-huh.
So, Amanda, what was your first experience with the Xbox 360? Get off your goddamn phone.
I was I remember the first time I got my Xbox, it was like 15 minutes before the GameStop closed in Bloomsburg. And I remember the guy talked me into that little, the keyboard that connects to
the chat pad.
Yes. And then also.
I still have mine. I love it.
Oh, me too. Mine's white and I have a black controller.
Why is it always got to be about color?
What?
So racist.
Yeah. You're racist. I didn't like go there. You did. Bring it. And then they also talked me into getting PGR4. And then I tacked on like Assassin's Creed, the first one at the same time. And I went home, fired it up immediately, and the next day I went back and got that stupid adapter that was like $100 for no reason. And then I was pretty much hooked.
Oh, the Wi-Fi adapter?
Yeah.
Oh, that sucked with the original Xbox model.
Oh, man. Oh, mm-hmm. man. Yep.
Oh, so bad.
I hardwired mine.
Yeah, me too.
Yeah. You know what? When I found out that the wireless adapter was $100, I'm like, looks like I'm just going to get myself a $20 Ethernet cable and just run it through the wall. It's
Yep. At the time, I didn't know. So, no, I've been hooked ever since.
Chris, your first experience?
I went halves on a 360 with my friend from high school.
Halvesies?
We went halvesies. Because I was essentially like, at the time, and this is, you know, I was in high school. Excuse me. But I was essentially over his house. Like, he lived a block away from me. So I would walk over to his house and we would just hang out, like, constantly. And then I would just walk home and that was it. So always together. So we're like, fuck it. You know, why should I have to save up a bunch of money to buy an Xbox and you save up a bunch of money to buy an Xbox so we could play together when we could just go halves on it and then just, like, buy some games and then just play in the same room?
Together?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Like, it's just, it
what is
makes
that?
More sense.
Together? What?
Local co-op?
Local co-op, man. Like,
what is that?
Fuck?
When it comes to consoles, local co-op is one of the things that I look for the most. So we were just like, you know what? We'll go halves on it. We'll try and get some games together. Let's get one. So we had just enough money at the time to pick up the console itself. but not any games. We were just like, well, we'll just get it, and then we'll save up, we'll get games, whatever. So we bought the console, and we bring it back. We bring it back to his house, and we were like, well, let's just unbox it, and we'll hook it up and just see what it's like. And we boot it up, and we're like, wait a minute, there's a game on it. We can
hack sick.
We can play a game now. Let's just do this now, and let's fucking play. So we ended up playing Hexic for like a week straight, because we're like, well, we already have a game. We don't have to fucking buy another one. So we played a lot of Hexic.
Hexic is so good, too.
It is. It's a really good game. I think it's overlooked by a lot of people, but...
Ashley loves it, too.
I love that fucking game. But yeah, so we played that a lot.
You know who designed that game?
Who?
The guy who created Tetris.
No, that makes sense.
I'm not going to try pronouncing his name because I will butcher it.
Because was Black it Freddy Bundewu?
Alexei Pachitnov or something.
Alexei Leho?
Yeah.
I didn't know he did computer program.
Yeah, he's the one who created Hexic.
Cool shit.
Right, Ashley, you love Hexic? I love Hexic. She said, I love
Yeah,
Hexic.
She said she loves Hexic.
And Hexic HD.
Yeah, that Hexic. Is,
that's the same.
That's the first one. There's Hexic 2.
Yeah.
That one. Yeah. There's a second one. That's fine. It's okay. Joe, you're going to have to take care of that later.
I'm just punch her. She's getting punched.
One I'm trying
of these
to think of
days
like
a, to the moon.
I think the first couple games that I ended up buying for my 360 were Guitar Hero 2.
Yes.
Because, man, that Explorer was fucking sexy. Because I love the Gibson Explorer. Even though that thing was tiny as fuck. Oh, my God. But the strum bar felt so good. Played a lot of that. Bomberman. The Xbox Arcade one. And I should say as well, the only games that we really had on disc for the first, like, I don't know, however long that we actually had it was whenever Skate came out. So I played a lot of Skate.
Man, Skate. Fun.
And Guitar Hero. Everything else we bought on the Xbox Live Arcade. Like, we had so many Xbox Live Arcade games, like, it's not even funny. But that was actually, I loved the fact that there were so many games that I wanted to get, but I could just download them right onto my console, and I'd just be like, if I really am feeling super fucking lazy, like, I don't have to swap discs out. I could just fucking download it right onto the hard drive and just be like, I feel like playing this now. Click, 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 done. Like,
I ask about your first Xbox 360 experience and you just go.
Mm-hmm. I
enjoy, I'm going to tell you everything I've ever done on the system.
He's like glowing inside.
I really enjoy the 360. I mean, honestly, like, within that generation, like, the 360.
See, we could get back to the favorite stuff.
Well, yeah. All right. So
we'll get back there. There you go. You're segueing into my first experience. You're learning. It's only taken 40 episodes.
Sorry. I forget where we are.
We're in
a brain aneurysm. I just had a mini stroke.
My kitchen in Danville.
Danville?
That's decorated
Danville?
With companion with cube string lights.
And a Quisp poster.
So, all right. So what was... did you get your first Xbox?
I got my system while I was working at Best Buy. My first day at Best Buy was actually the 360 launch day.
Jesus Christ.
First day.
First day was launch day. Ugh.
Second day working at Best Buy was Black Friday.
You have a death wish, sir.
Yeah.
Those are my first 2 days. And I opened...
Black Friday bundle.
And I opened both days.
Did you get stabbed?
No, thankfully. But can you imagine your first day going to work at a new, like, first time really working in retail? It's like, yeah, you're going to help with the 360 launch.
Fuck that, things dude. Up. And Black Friday.
How did that go for you?
Black Friday at Best Buy.
Yeah.
How did that go for you? How did that happen?
Well, I'm still
alive.
How was your
mental stability after those 2 days?
I was freaking out, but I'm still alive. Like, it's just like, do your best, do what you can.
That's what they always say.
I remember working Black Friday at Best Buy, and holy
fuck. I fucking
fuck,
rocked man, that like, shit. Ugh. I'm the man.
I was working warehouse Black Friday. That was not fun.
I wouldn't imagine it was. But a couple months after that, when Oblivion was still fairly new and still had a T rating.
A T rating?
Yeah.
Yeah.
It was maybe a few weeks after it, when it first came out, they had the limited edition.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, wow, that's really cool. I would get an Xbox 360 for that. You know, they sold out. I didn't have the money at the time. And then just out of the blue, we got another shipment in that had two copies of the Oblivion Collector's Edition for the 360. And we had 360s in stock. And I'm just thinking, maybe now's the time to just fucking go for it. So I went up to customer service and I'm like, how do I apply for a Best Buy credit card? And they walked me through it. I'm like, you know, if I don't get approved for enough that I'm looking for to get what I'm trying to get, like, could I just not get it? It's like, well, you could cancel it if you want. You know, there's no penalties for that. So I went through the process and I was approved for like, I don't know, 600, something like that.
Mm-hmm.
That's perfect.
That's the perfect amount.
So I bought an Xbox 360 and I bought Oblivion. And I think I got like a month of Live or something like that. And maybe it was like a starter kit. I don't remember.
The starter kits were expensive when they first started out. Like the Microsoft points, the Live, the chat pad, the
I think
headset.
It had like two games with it, like the downloadable games.
Galaga. Was it Galaga and something else?
I don't remember. But I picked all that up. I played Oblivion until I got through the sewer. So I played the tutorial, and then it's like, this gigantic open world is yours to do whatever you want. And I was just lost. I had no idea what the fuck to do at all. So I just wandered a bit, died a few times. I was like, oh, let me see what other games are on here. And I didn't go back to Oblivion for years.
I understand. I kind of feel the same way when I finally like got to Skyrim and I attempted to play Skyrim. Mm-hmm. They're like, oh, yeah, go up this fucking mountain. And I'm like, all right, I'll go up the mountain. And they're like, just, oh, this Yeti comes out of nowhere just demolishes me.
I hated
like,
that Yeti.
Well, what the fuck? And then you start all the way back down at the bottom of the mountain. And I'm like, what the fuck? Honestly, I've not given Skyrim a fair chance just because of that.
Because
I tried getting back to it like six times and no. I'm just like, no, fuck it. I don't fucking care. Like
I had like Lydia with me to distract and I just kind of ran and I kept going and that's how I got past it. That's how I did.
Yeah, I don't think I ever went back to Oblivion until after I played Fallout where I kind of understood the whole open world game a bit more.
It's not a good game to start off with, like when you're walking into a gaming in general. Something like that's not a good game to start with. No.
Yeah, Oblivion. It's just, okay, you went through the sewers now. Have fun.
Yep.
It was the same thing for Fallout. I got so fucking confused because I'm
too.
Like, I forget which one it was. It might have been Fallout 3. But essentially some like town where there's a gigantic bomb in the middle of it.
Fallout 3.
Yeah.
Was it Fallout 3? Yeah.
Was 3.
So I blew up the town and then I had no idea what I was doing.
Mm-hmm.
Which I didn't want to blow
stopped,
up the town.
Actually.
I just did it on accident.
Yeah.
It was just like... Well, what the fuck? I didn't want to do that. And they're like, yeah, all right, just go do something else now. I'm like, what do you mean do something else? I don't know what to do.
I was like, now you can go fuck off somewhere else. I'm like, where? You know?
Yeah. He's like, just walk in one direction and then just hope for the best.
Can I just like have like a point on a map or something?
Yeah.
It's funny because Fallout 3 actually helped me learn to play first-person shooters. Like, anytime I would try playing earlier, I would get disoriented too easy. I would start to get motion sick if I played too long. Just aiming for me didn't work at all. Like, there was no way I was going to aim with thumbsticks.
Yeah.
And playing Fallout, because it had VATS, and I didn't have to actually aim for shit, I could just hit a button, and then, hey, look, it fights for me.
Yep.
Yeah, I thought that was a really interesting system.
Yeah, VATS was a really good something to implement to that game. That really helped out a lot.
Yeah, because you have to like point in specific areas to pick stuff up. That helped with my aiming.
Yep.
Later on, I would actually try shooting by myself instead of using VATS. Although it was still fun to use VATS for the fucking explosive headshots.
Mm. And the cinematics.
Yeah.
Thanks, bloody mess perk.
Yep. Kaboom!
But Fallout was kind of my gateway into playing shooters like Halo and Gears and all that other fun.
You know, I've never been a fan of Gears. I don't know if it's just the idea of a third-person shooter. I have not been able to have too many good experiences with third-person shooters. I can't think of any off the top of my head that I actually enjoyed.
It's all about having someone fun to play with.
I can imagine. I mean, I do remember doing a little bit of the horde mode of Gears of War 2. Mm. And I dug that a little bit, but that's because, like, I'm a sucker for any kind of mode that you can just kind of, like, throw me in and then just give me waves of shit to fight off.
Yeah.
Like, I really enjoyed those types of gameplays. And when that came in, I was like, oh, maybe I can actually get into Gears of War now.
Yeah, I'm not sure. What game was it? Was it 2 or was it 1? The end boss. I was like, what do you do? And all of a sudden it explodes. I'm like, I didn't do anything.
I don't remember. I haven't played through the...
And you're going around it, I remember. And then you would call in airstrikes on it. Nothing?
No. I didn't play through, like, any of the campaigns of any of them because I didn't really have a... Like, I might have given it a shot for maybe, like, the first couple missions, like, every Gears of War, but I never played all the way through. Because it just wasn't... Like, yeah, it was cool that you had a fucking chainsaw at the end of your gun, but essentially, like, yeah, aside from that, I was just like, I just wanted to chainsaw everybody, and I couldn't. So.
That was a manly man game. That was.
It was.
It was for men.
I think that started the bro revolution.
I think so.
Yeah. Muscles everywhere.
Eat a pound of raw meat before you fucking play that game.
And Thanks, Epic Games. Right? It's all your fucking fault.
It's all your fault.
Call of Duty is your fault. Mm-hmm. You have blood on your hands.
The blood is on your hands. So I hope you're happy.
Let's talk about some favorite memories of the Xbox 360. And Red Rings do not count.
Skate, dude. Fucking skate.
Is that your favorite game? What's your favorite game for Xbox? Like, any Xbox?
Skate. Skate was 3. Skate? Like, well, skate. Actually, Skate 2 or Skate 3. Mm-hmm. Like, Skate 3, it took a while. Like, obviously, it took a while for that to come out. But, I mean, like, even... I can get rid of every single game that I have for my 360, and the one that I'll hang on to and not get rid of is Skate 3. There's always, like, some point that I'll go back to it, because, like, I used to skate a lot when I was younger, and it's just so authentic. It gets the feel of actually skateboarding. It looks fucking gorgeous. Customization's really good. It's just a fucking awesome game.
Even the glitches are funny. Like, you want to keep those glitches. Yeah. Those glitches are hilarious.
I don't know. Like, that and Rock Band. Like, Rock Band fucking, like...
I was going to say, if I had to pick an absolute favorite game on the Xbox 360, it's Rock Band 3.
We still... we play it all the time.
We played it...
We just played it before, like, the podcast.
An hour ago.
Like,
They did.
And even... For the longest time, like, I had an apartment that I was in... And I mean, obviously, like, drums are my primary instrument. I can't have a full fucking drum kit, like, in a small apartment or something like that. But I can play Rock Band. Like, and I tell you what, man, like, if you're playing Rock Band at an expert level on drums, you're pretty much playing the drums. Like, it's the concept's essentially the same.
Cymbals, it pretty much is.
I had the pro cymbal pack, so yeah. I was playing that, like, when I was playing it a lot. And I tell you what, man, like, it felt authentic. Like, I was essentially just playing along to songs that I knew and songs that I really enjoyed.
Yeah, with,
like,
the drums you are, actually.
I mean, it was, and even at the time when I was actually doing drum lessons for a while, and I told my students, I'm like, get Rock Band and play in your spare time. Because when you're starting out, in all seriousness, when you're starting out and you're playing drums, it's giving you real-time feedback on if you're on the beat or if you're off the beat.
Yeah.
So essentially, like, I can't sit there and be with you the entire time to tell you if you're doing it right or wrong, but this game can.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Like, it was fucking amazing.
Just,
like,
imagine how hard it would be for those kids to go home to their parents, be like, Mom, give me Rock Band. No, it's a video game.
But honestly, I would actually tell all the, like, the students that would come in, I would go to their parents, I'd be like, look, do they have an Xbox? Do they have a PlayStation? Like, they have an Xbox. Like, okay, get them Rock Band. If you want to be serious about them learning an instrument, even if they're not, like, trying to learn it as an instrument for, like, a profession or whatever, even just picking it up for people that don't want to learn an actual instrument and just have the same feel, it's genius. Yeah. It's absolutely fucking genius.
Yeah, they struck gold with that. Yeah,
absolutely.
I think Rock Band was the genesis of the whole new breed of party game.
Oh, yep. My God, yeah. Everybody that...
Goodbye, Mario Party.
Yep, everybody that was everybody. I remember even in college bringing my Rock Band setup to our... essentially, like, our lounge that was at the college. I skipped so many of my classes, like, it's not just because we had a crew of people that would just get together and we would essentially have a full band, like, 24/7 at this spot. Like, I would bring my Xbox in, I'd drop it off, and at least one of my friends, like, our schedules worked out so that at least one person was there to watch it. And we just left it set up, and everybody would just come by, play a little bit. Like, we'd have a rotation up for people to actually come by and just be like, I'm playing, like, a couple songs, blah, 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 whatever. And, dude, like, it became, like, the party spot of our entire fucking college. Because people are just like, it's so much fun. It doesn't matter if you're, like, super fucking, you know,
I kinda wanna
coordinated.
Play right now.
But it's awesome. It's so fucking good.
Yep.
So good. And the library for the songs, like, essentially once they got up to Rock Band 3, like, that's just fucking, like, that was silly. You getting all the songs from Rock Band 1, all the DLC from 2, and the on-disc stuff for 2, and for 3. Like, Joe, how many songs do you have?
A handful.
Joe, how many songs do you have for, like, Rock Band?
Legitimately bought songs, over 2,800.
Like, that's a lot of fucking songs.
That is a lot, like, of songs.
Yeah, and I bought it near religiously.
And, like, Joe can play these with his back to the screen. He doesn't.
Only one of them, I could do that.
Well, no. I was like that with Hangar 18 on Guitar Hero, so that was my shit.
Well,
like,
no, I could actually play They Say in a different room.
Yeah, I used to
Stars
do that.
On Broadway.
Hangar 18, Guitar Hero 2. I would play in another room.
That is scary.
I would play in another room.
That is scary.
Yeah. But that's also because I really like Megadeth.
I think I could only do that with, like, a Beastie Boys song for Guitar Hero 3.
Did it.
Wait, no, was it No Sleep Till Brooklyn?
No, it wasn't that one.
What you want? So what you want?
There was, like, no guitar for it.
It was Guitar Hero 3, though. It wasn't Rock Band.
There's a few songs. And that's the thing, too. It's like, what's really interesting about it is, like, the notes in those games, they make sense.
They do. Yeah.
Like, it's just like, you know, you can...
Yeah.
Except Guitar Hero 3.
Yeah, those made no sense.
Yeah, that...
Through the Fire and Flames, I'm looking at you. Fuck you.
Oh, my gosh.
Fuck
that
you.
Song.
Actually, I will say
so
this.
So fun, though.
Jordan, on Guitar Hero 2, I still have pictures of when I passed that song, because it took so fucking long for me to do it. But I did pass that song. Mm-hmm. Legitimately.
Like, my joy in life for the longest time was when I beat Abnormality Visions on hard in Rock Band 2. Because, like, Rock Band 2 didn't have the no fail where you can just always have it on and you could still get achievements and shit.
Mm-hmm.
Like, Rock Band 3, it's like, yeah, you could have no fail on all the time. It doesn't matter. Whatever. Just have fun with the game. Rock Band 2, it was still like, no, if you put no fail on, you can't earn achievements or save scores or anything else.
Yipper.
So getting a 72% on Visions on hard, not expert, on hard is like my shining, glorious achievement in Rock Band.
I've gotten 90% on expert, but that's also because that's my thing. That's my thing. Like death metal and technical, I can't do shit like that. But you know what, though? And even though it's an extremely difficult song, it still makes sense. Mm-hmm. Like, I can look at those notes and I'm like, I know exactly, like, it does. They're not, like, Rock Band was that game where it's like, they're not going to make something stupidly difficult for the sake of making it stupidly difficult. I'm looking at you, Guitar Hero. Like, God damn it.
To be fair, Rock Band's version of Through the Fire and Flames is harder than Guitar Hero's.
I bet it is.
I haven't looked at it.
It's also probably more authentic.
I would assume that it would be.
But I can only imagine what those drums look like on, like, expert.
Well, let me tell you, when I saw Dragon Force Against My Will live, it was the biggest joke I had ever fucking seen. Their guitar players can't even play their own fucking parts live. Not to mention the fact that every 5 minutes they would, like, actually, no, I would say every, like, 30 seconds they would turn around, jump onto their guitar cabinets, and then jump off. But it was like, it happened so often that you were able to almost time it. Mm-hmm. Like, it was, I would say it would almost like every 20, 30 seconds they'd turn around, they'd get on their amps, and then they would jump off.
That's so metal.
Like it was, and the only, but I will say this, the only one in the entire fucking band that was on point was the drummer.
Mm-hmm. Nice.
He was dead fucking on the whole time. Like he was a goddamn metronome. Like it was like the whole song. But that's power metal.
It takes a lot of energy to do that stuff too. Drumming is a lot of energy.
That's power metal for you.
Yep.
You listen to bands like Sonata Arctica and Hammerfall, it's just, you know.
No, I'm good.
Like the whole fucking time. Like
yeah, when the final Rock Band song released, that might have been my saddest moment on.
Oh. I'm still really upset.
On Xbox 360.
Like it still hurts me knowing
it's like he had a funeral almost.
That Rock Band was over. Yeah. I mean, I'm happy because I was introduced to the Rock Band custom scene, which isn't officially supported by anyone at all.
No, it's not.
But it's just a bunch of people who love Rock Band who just continue to release songs that you just put on your system and fucking play. You can't be online. You can't play online with friends. But you can have friends over and still play new songs.
Yeah, not to mention the fact that, I mean, me personally, like, shit, a band that I was in, we got our songs on Rock Band.
Yeah, Rock Band Network.
And dude, that skyrocketed our career, essentially. Like, it legitimized, like, what it was that we were doing. I mean, like, we were able to turn around to people and just be like, do you have your shit on Rock Band? No. Well, we do. Like, and that's some serious fucking heavyweight shit.
But yeah, I still haven't played American Pie in the game. I can't bring myself to do it.
I wouldn't be able to. There's no way. I wouldn't even like buy it. I'd be so sad.
I had to buy it. I had to. I'm at least happy that like the week before my birthday this year, they released a Chevelle pack.
Oh yeah, that's right.
Yeah. I've been harassing the fuck out of them for years. Like, come on, Chevelle, 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 Chevelle. Chevelle, PC, 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 Chevelle,
PC,
Chevelle.
PC, 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 Chevelle, 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 PC, PC,
and
PC, PC. Don't complain.
I finally got...
Don't complain. Don't complain.
Okay, Tim.
Don't complain.
So, hey, we probably shouldn't turn this into a Rock Band podcast.
Well, now the...
I mean, it was a big part of the Xbox.
Yeah, now the other thing that I actually kind of wanted to touch upon, too, is like competitive gaming on a console side.
Yeah.
Holy
that exploded.
Holy yep, shit. Mm-hmm. Holy shit, man. Like between Halo and your Call of Duties and stuff
Bros.
Like that. And but I tell you what, man, like just from Halo alone.
Yeah.
Oh my God. Like it's just like Major League Gaming would be
fighting games.
Yep. Well, now you know, fighting games
Xbox
have been around. Yeah.
But the Xbox 360 generation saw the renaissance of fighting games.
Yes.
Like they were not cool for a long time.
Yep. And they brought them like Xbox 360 made it cool to enjoy certain games that were like just completely shunned from a casual gamer's perspective.
Yeah. Street Fighter 4.
Yep.
Just brought it the fuck back. And mm-hmm. it opened the doors for like the resurgence of Mortal Kombat. And then their relationship with DC became Injustice. You know, Ultimate Marvel versus Capcom 3.
Oh, yeah.
It just, fighting games became big again.
I tell you what, if it wasn't for the Xbox 360, I don't think I would be as into Street Fighter right now as I would.
I remember actually going to New York City for a fighting tournament, not to compete, but just to like support. And then like major people would show up to this thing. And yep. in the center, it was like right next to Central Park, I remember, called in the Samsung Experience. And I remember some major people started to show up, like certain TV characters. Like, for instance, have you guys ever seen the show?
She's good. She's good.
Yeah. Have you guys ever seen the show WCG Ultimate Gamer? At all?
No.
It was a TV show on Sci-Fi about people competing to be like for this grand prize, and it was all.
Oh, World Championship
I did
Gaming.
See an
yeah,
episode.
Yeah.
Yeah. yeah,
I actually did some work for the guy who won too, Mark Smith. Huh. He was sweet guy.
But yeah, I think Major League Gaming, aside from that, because it brought in a lot of people to understand like what competitive gaming was about too, because to a casual audience. If you were to go to them up until that point and just be like, yeah, you know, like I play StarCraft competitively or I play Counter-Strike competitively.
How?
They didn't understand how competitive gaming was a huge thing. But then as soon as they can turn around and be like, wait, you mean like I could play Halo competitively? Like, you mean
you can only wonder how much things are going to grow with the Xbox One, which is all about social features and, you know, social media integration, sharing. I'm sad that they're not going to have Twitch streaming at launch. They're saying that should be early 14.
But you know what? The fact that they're going to be doing it at all, I think, is a huge thing. Because, I mean, that's going to start getting people into, like, fuck, maybe I can do this as, like, my hobby, not just to play the game itself, but to become a part of a community.
Yeah.
Instead of just, like...
I mean, it still allows you to do the game DVR and upload clips onto YouTube and stuff.
Right, right, right.
But the actual streaming aspect won't hit until next year. Which right now, that's a plus the PS4 has, because I could fire up the PS4 now and watch somebody just play a game.
Yeah, which, I mean, this next generation is definitely trying to focus on the social integration, which I'm completely for. Yeah. I know a lot of people are against it because essentially they're just like, okay, so my console, I want my console to play games, and that's it, and that's all I want it for. Which, why not? If you can have this extra stuff, why not?
Yeah.
You know, like, I mean, like, I think from a technical aspect, you know, they're solid enough that you're still going to get your really good gaming experience and you're still going to get the experience that you want out of it in all other aspects. But adding in this extra stuff is going to, you know, broaden your horizons a little bit, you know, for those people that haven't like gone out of their way to try and see what being a part of a gaming community is really all about, as opposed to just playing a game.
So what are you guys looking forward to with the Xbox One? Like, what launch titles are you excited about?
Killer Instinct. Killer Instinct, Forza.
Probably Forza.
Dead Rising.
Forza. Yeah.
Those are my main three.
It's been getting torn to shreds in reviews, but I still kind of want to try Rise.
Has it been really getting, like
the reviews have hit today, and they're not looking pretty.
Ooh. That's unfortunate.
Yeah, a lot of the games that are released are getting torn apart. A lot of them.
Like, well, Knack's been getting fucking torn apart, I think.
I love Knack.
I cannot find, like, a good review of Knack. Like, no one is... They're just immediately, like, tearing it apart. I cannot find, like, a biased review.
I don't know if, like, the game just turns into a giant pile of shit later on. Like, I'm on Chapter 3 now.
Yeah, you're on chapter 3.
Which isn't hugely into it. I think there's like 15 chapters in the game, so I'm not that far in.
That's a lot of game I'm still having for a platformer, fun. You know? Like
it's enjoyable. It's just
it looks a gorgeous. Fun like I don't like even though the people that are so stickler for fucking it needs to look fucking amazing or else I'm not going to play it.
Does.
Like I think it looks gorgeous. I think it looks great. I mean, like, to be completely honest, I know some people, like, have a complete hard-on for, like, visuals, but when it really
Rise looks amazing, there's just not much to it.
Well, and that's the thing. I think, I'm hoping that these next-gen consoles, and I think Xbox is going to have a little bit more of a focus on this than PlayStation, but that's also because I don't know how much focus PlayStation has in general.
True.
But I hope they focus on compelling games and just fun games. Because I don't give a fuck what it looks like.
Yeah.
Like, if you give me a good game, Resogun, perfect example. Yeah. Yes, it looks great for the style, but you can dumb that down tremendously, and it'll still be a good game.
Like, I mean,
it'll
still be fun to play. Everyone was making the arguments about, you know, the 1080p versus 900p on Xbox One. Like, oh, well... The anti-aliasing isn't as good, and the particle effects aren't... I'm like, hey, guys, do you want to know what a really fucking great game is that looks awesome? Chrono Trigger.
Yeah.
And I got so many likes from that comment on Facebook, because it's not about how it looks.
No, I could give a fuck about what a game looks
plays.
Like.
You know, I'm excited. I still want to try Rise. I'm still hopeful that it's going to be fun. Dead Rising, I think, looks great.
Yeah.
And the reviews have been great for the most part.
I haven't been seeing any of the reviews on the Xbox One stuff yet.
Yeah, the Forza's been getting really, really good reviews. Dead Rising has been getting solid.
Like, dude, Forza's fucking solid. Yeah, like,
Dead Rising has been getting really solid reviews. They're saying like that is the killer app for the Xbox launch. Like,
what's that? I'm sorry.
Dead Rising.
Oh, okay. Yeah, yeah.
Crimson Dragon, it's not getting great reviews, but it's fucking the spiritual successor to Panzer Dragoon.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, I want that in me.
Gross.
Killer Instinct. Can't wait to try that.
I want to try it so bad. Killer Instinct. It's crazy. Like, a free game is probably going to be what puts me over the edge to buy a $500 console. Like, that's just fucking
and
stupid.
I'm sad like, that... Like, I'm honestly sad I got the free code for the Killer Instinct characters because I don't know if there's any way to just upgrade to the Ultra Edition.
Because, I'm sure there would
because
be.
Because I want the arcade versions, too, but you only get those with the Ultra Edition, which is $40.
So just buy it and you'll have an extra code.
And the arcade one has achievements, too.
Oh.
Yeah.
So it's essentially you're just getting, like, a standalone game
yeah.
from it. That's solid.
Although the really, like I saw the achievement list for the new Killer Instinct.
Uh-huh.
There are some crazy stupid achievements in that.
Like what? I want to hear some like, of them.
Play 2,000 matches with a character.
I would do that.
For each of the characters.
I would do that.
So like 12,000 games.
I would do that.
That's a lot of games to play.
I would do that. It's fucking Killer Instinct.
There's,
I love Killer Instinct.
There's 92 achievements for 1,000 points.
That's solid.
That is a lot of achievements.
For a free game and an Xbox Live arcade game, that's fucking awesome.
Well, all the arcade games now are going to have 1,000 points.
Fuck yeah.
Yeah, they've all, because, you know, it's not the era of $5 downloadable games now. All the launch downloadable games for Xbox One, Crimson Dragon, Killer Instinct, the full character unlock pack, Loco Cycle, Power Star Golf, which is another one I'm actually looking forward to.
I'm a sucker for a golf game every once in a while.
And it's kind of like in the vein of Hot Shots, but ooh, all those games are $20 each.
Yeah, that's not that bad.
It's not that bad, but...
It could be better.
I miss the days when you could hop on Xbox Arcade and buy a game for 400 points.
Yeah. Well, I'm glad it's not points anymore.
I am so furious that points are gone.
Why?
Because if I wanted a game before for $20... I could go to the store, buy a 1,600 point card, put it in my system, and buy the game for 1,600 points.
Well,
now,
okay, yeah, there's tax.
Now, if I want to get a game, or like GameStop, they sell season pass cards.
Yeah, like, yeah.
And you don't get the season pass, you just get the money to put on your account. Say you want the Forza season pass, which is $50. So you go to GameStop and buy the Forza season pass card for $50. Come home, put it in your system, and you try to buy the season pass. There's tax. That's $52.99 for us. I can't buy that with a $50 card.
Oh, I didn't even think of that, actually.
I fucking hate that they changed to real money, and now the cards aren't taxed, but the purchases are.
See, that's really... that's.
I would rather have the cards taxed, but not the purchases.
Yeah, but you know what? If you think about it from a business perspective... Every time you're going to want that thing, you're going to have to buy like an extra like $5 card or something like
that.
Yeah, that
was everybody's biggest complaint with Microsoft points. Oh, if I want to buy a 1,200 point game, I have to buy 1,600 points. Okay, now if you want to buy a $20 game, you have to buy a $25 card.
Yep.
They don't sell $20 cards anymore. They sell $25 cards.
Oh.
Yeah. I think they have 10.
So essentially they're trying to have people have like little amounts of money on their Microsoft account, which is kind of ingenious because then like, oh, maybe there's this little like, there's a gamer picture pack that's like 20 cents. Well, I have extra stuff on my account. I might as well pick it up. Like,
I don't know if we're going to have gamer picture packs anymore. I don't know.
Oh, you know what I mean though? Yeah. Like maybe there'll be something cheap, like a theme or something for your background.
Yeah. But
that's like,
at least before, if someone had like 160 points left, you could buy something for 160 points. Now, if you have 74 cents, you're not buying shit for 74 cents. You will never have an empty account, ever, unless they... Because on the Xbox 360, you can't have it pay with your balance and the rest with a credit card.
You have to do one or the other.
It's either pay with a credit card or add funds to the account.
And then pay with their...
Hopefully they changed it, because at least the PlayStation 3 lets you do that. Like, if you want to buy a $20 game and you have 14 in your wallet...
Yeah.
You can just use the rest. You know, their minimum that you can add is $5. So if you have to pay like $6, you can just clear out your wallet and you're good.
Yeah, that's not bad. I mean, That'll come a time. I mean, I'm very optimistic on how the Xbox One is going to perform, mainly just because of the kind of stuff that they're really trying to push for. Like, even just the fact that you can set it up with your cable box and your surround sound and use it as like a hub,
yeah,
essentially.
I'm interested to try the whole connect the TV to it and see how that works.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if I'll use it.
There's a what you call it? There's a fucking blaster.
IR blaster, yeah.
Which, like, I told my brother-in-law about it. He was like, I told him, I'm like, oh yeah, you can change the channel on your TV through your. He's like, they would have to have an IR blaster for that. I'm like, well, the funny thing is, they do. He's like, get the fuck out of here. I'm like, no, they do. He's like, yep. Shit, maybe I need one then. He's like.
What about you? Anything you're looking forward to with the Xbox One?
There was one game that I happened to like keep striking my fancy. It's called Destiny.
Well, Destiny is not going to be out for
a while.
That's not until next year, but that's actually both platforms.
But, oh, well, still, it's, you know, I was like, I keep looking at it and I keep getting pulled back in. It's very Warframe-y. And I don't want to go back to PC.
Well, Destiny, like, Destiny,
it's very,
it's supposed to have like kind of almost like a Halo-esque Halo, feel.
Yeah.
It's online only, first off.
Yeah.
It's an MMO.
It's very MMO-ish, open world first person shooter.
Yeah, it's still just like you look at it and you're like, wow,
yeah, it
this
looks
is really
amazing.
Cool.
Yeah.
I think they might be kind of buddying up with Sony for that one.
I think it's Bungie and Activision.
Well, it is Bungie and Activision, but I think they're kind of buddying up with Sony about this because I know...
Isn't there some exclusives?
PlayStation's getting the beta first.
Yeah.
I don't know if they're... I'm sure there's going to be
it's
content
one of those
exclusives.
Buddy beta games,
probably.
Yeah.
I'll probably still get it on Xbox because chances are that's where most of my friends will be.
Probably. I don't know.
We'll see in the coming months. It's going to be a crazy holiday season.
It really is. It really is. I mean, like...
A lot to look forward to.
Oh,
yeah.
Thief, Titanfall.
Yes, yes.
Yeah.
Titanfall Collector Edition, $250. Have you seen that thing?
No, I didn't.
Oh,
you're
my
gonna...
God, it's so fucking big!
It's ridiculous.
20-inch statue.
My gosh.
20 fucking inches.
Now, if anybody has not been inside Joe's apartment, his walls are lined with a game memorabilia. It's floor to ceiling.
Yeah, we talk about that frequently. Yeah.
All the time.
Yeah.
So
I don't know where the fuck I'll put that thing if we get
hang it from the ceiling.
Yeah.
Like, that's the only place to
might,
put it.
It might tear down the ceiling because it's apparently pretty heavy.
It is
heavy
fucking
too.
Heavy, yeah. I'm so fucking torn right now because it's like I want a Wii U, and I think I'm gonna want an Xbox. I really do think I'm gonna want an Xbox.
Come over tonight because in about 7 hours, mine will be hooked up and updating.
Yep.
As long as the servers stay up.
You know what though? I think Microsoft is gonna be able to handle it. PlayStation handled it. No?
No. The next day, PSN was down completely.
Yeah.
Was
it day one update?
Yeah.
Breaks.
They killed the PlayStation Network.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
Well, I mean, I don't know.
Hopefully Microsoft's more prepared.
Yeah, I mean, it's Microsoft. I'm going to assume that they're going to have more and better servers.
You would hope so.
I would hope.
I guess we'll see, especially
we'll
since
out.
You can't do a damn thing on it until
you have to. You have to connect it to the internet before it does anything.
So
it'll be a gigantic paperweight until then.
Yep. But anyway, we should probably wrap this up.
Yeah.
Music this week, we will continue our celebration of Microsoft.
Woo!
I feel so bad we never talked about Fantasia. I'm really excited about Fantasia.
Woo!
We got to get Nick back on the podcast sometime. But we're going to start things... No, we're going to start things off with you, actually.
Me?
With Christopher von Huberstein.
Uh-oh.
Oh, God.
Oh,
that
man.
Was like the worst... That was like the worst alternate name for me ever.
With your... As yet untitled Cinder
Soap
remix from Killer Instinct.
Soap the Puss.
Soap the Puss from Killer Instinct.
I think, did we decide that the quote unquote band name that I'm going to use for my video game covers is going to be like 10 out of 10?
I thought it was going to be Blade Mode. Or,
I thought that was going to be the name of the CD.
I thought that the CD was going to be 10 out of 10.
I think I want it the other way around. I don't know. Well, I don't know. We'll find out.
I think 10 out of 10 doesn't really sound like a great band name.
I don't know. We'll figure
Soap
something
the
out.
Soap the Puss is the band
name. Soap
the Puss. Definitely.
Nailed it.
Yep.
Soap the Puss.
Yep.
With
Soap the Puss and Don't Complain.
Cinder's theme remix from Killer Instinct. What? It Burns When I Combo?
It Burns When I Combo? I don't know. I still...
It Burns Where I Combo?
It Burns Where I Combo. Maybe. That could be a thing. I don't know. I don't know what I'm going to call it yet.
I like it.
It burns where I combo.
I did decide that I started working on a Scrap Brain Zone cover from Sonic, and I think I'm going to call it Brain Scraps because I'm going to make it like this, like tech death, really like heavy, fast kind of thing.
Yeah, you got to work on that shit. Anyway, after that will be Brandon Strader with In Memoriam from Halo 3. The Dual Dragons with A Mighty Enemy on the Battlefield from Lost Odyssey. Great, great RPG for 360. Going to have a nice little group project here. Big Giant Circles, Soul Signal, and Tweaks with the song Global Empire from Jade Empire. And we will finish things off with Soul Signal's song Immortalized from Halo 3. And all of those songs except for Your Cinder Mix can be found at Overclocked Remix.
Well,
Because they're pimps.
Because they know what they're doing, and I don't.
That's a lot.
Maybe.
Yep. A lot
maybe
of music?
I should start working on getting some shit on there then. I don't know. We'll see.
I would work with Dwelling in Duels first.
I remember you talking about that. You got to keep reminding me. I'll mess around with it.
I will punch you in the dick until you do it.
Please don't. I like that part. Don't hate that part. Don't hurt me, dear.
Podcast cock punching?
No. No, don't do that. I don't want you to do that. Please.
Press stop.
No. No, I don't want to.
Press stop.
We'll be right back.
So I'll just kill the other one. I mean, the files are still there, but not there.
No, I mean, just kill it. Kill it with fire.